the conflict provoked by the Boko Haram insurgency creates immediately large-scale population movements, and this creates a drop in planted areas and a sharp increase on food prices. The progressive deterioration of alternative livelihoods, if you want, and also a widespread insecurity, which also reduced the possibility for the UN and other humanitarian partners to intervene in support of this population.
How would you describe the state of those in affected areas in terms of both food security and nutrition levels?
The situation is extremely concerning, in particular in northeast Nigeria, where in the three most affected states, Borno, Adamawa and Yobe, the numbers have been evolving quite fast since June last year. In June last year, in the Borno state, the overall food insecure numbers were in the order of 2.2 million people, and now we are already marching fast towards 3.6, to give you an idea of the dimension. The nutrition situation was already quite alarming towards the end of 2015. And in June last year, the government of Nigeria declared a nutrition emergency in the Borno state. The global acute malnutrition rates are already between crisis and emergency, so two of the most high food and nutrition conditions.
What is FAO doing to support Nigeria and the Lake Chad Basin?
The 2017 Humanitarian Response Plan is allowing to $62 million to assist 1.9 million people, in particular, to rapidly recover normal agricultural practices and performances. In particular, FAO and WFP, they jointly focus on IDPs, the most affected by the conflict, and host families. And the idea is not only to provide food, but also to restart normal cereal production and pulse production, rehabilitate the infrastructures, provide animal feed. In a word, I mean, also cash interventions, normalize the rural livelihood. If this doesn't happen in the full respect of the agricultural calendar, the cost of the humanitarian operation can grow much faster, at 6-7 times the level of the current estimations.